Mama, welcome back to the One Income Family Podcast. I won't apologize in advance for today's episode because it is going to make you think a little bit or a lot of bit. But I know that you're ready for the challenge, and if you're truly serious about sticking to that budget, then this is where you want to start. Today, we are going to be talking about your why, and what I mean is the deep down reason as to why you're budgeting in the first place. Because trust you me, there is no way you will ever stick to your budget if you don't have a reason. It becomes just a piece of paper that you fill out but holds no weight inside of you when it comes to eating out again or buying just one more gift that you think needs added to the bottom of that closet. Without knowing why you are truly doing this, then I hate to break it to you, but you will never stick to your budget because there is not weight or any emotional strings attached that make you second guess whether you should or shouldn't be buying the thing. So refill your water, my friend, and let's get going. Hey friend, welcome to the One Income Family Podcast. Do you live primarily on your husband's income and find it hard to save or get out of debt? Are you constantly searching for ways to cut costs, live frugally, and do things on a budget? Do you have big dreams only to be stopped by overspending and loosely following your budget? Hey, I'm Molly, and I too have struggled with living and growing a family on one income. But through trial and error and a lot of help from God, my family and I have learned how to live abundantly on less. This podcast will bring you a Christ-centered, simple, and frugal lifestyle, along with how to budget so you can follow it, and time management tips that will transform your budget and your home. So go restart that laundry, grab your Bible, and let's get budgeting. Alrighty, so before we jump too far in, I want to ask you, is filling out a budget a simple task for you, yet you still find yourself over budget and unable to live the life that you want? I've been there too. I love creating budgets, so much so that I've spent hours upon hours creating an intricate, interactive Excel spreadsheet budget that was custom to my family. I had all of the bells and whistles put into it to the point that all I had to do was fill out the expense tracker and it populated everything else for me. But no matter how fancy I made the budget, we still were not able to stick to the budget. I even took on the mentality of, if we can't stay on budget, then what's the point of the budget? And I threw it out. We were living in the mentality of a poor man's life. We stressed over our money so much that it caused arguments. It kept us from paying off debt, going on vacations, and doing fun family activities. We even struggled at saving $10 a month. $10 a month. That's sad because that's actually really easy to do. And I might add, it had nothing to do with the amount that came into our paycheck and everything to do with our mindset and money habits that we had created that kept us from staying on budget. And I want you to know that it doesn't have to be this way. You don't have to go through what I went through. And if you are going through this, trust me when I say there is a light at the end of the tunnel. I want to invite you to come learn the power behind your why and how the transformation of your habits will actually help you stay on budget. I know now because once I reworked my habits, staying on budget became simple. With a little help of creating a plan that turned into a habit, I have been able to stay on budget or make tweaks when I know I need a few extra things without it affecting my family's goals. So go right now to calendly.com/Molly Bunnell, that's calendly.com/Molly Bunnell, and see if this might be the answer that you have been praying for. It can be so difficult to stay on budget, and that is why I am super excited to be talking about today's topic, which is defining your why and how it will keep you on budget. I know that it can be so difficult to, you know, stay on budget and trying to figure out how, you know, your why helps you and what does it even mean. There are so many things and you think it's not important, but I promise you it is. And I want to explain this to you through a way that's a little easier to understand rather than staying on budget, because I know we don't really like the word budget and sometimes it can just make our brains go clear out and left field. And so I'm going to explain to you why you need to have a deep understanding as to why you want to stay on budget by explaining through a New Year's resolution. So, you know, at the beginning of the year, every single person out there is like, ooh, what are you going to do this year? What are you going to change? What's your goal? Your New Year's resolution? It's this big hype, this big thing that everyone's super excited about. And then come maybe a week or sometimes 3 weeks, or if you're lucky, it might be 3 months later, you finally fall off the bandwagon and don't follow through on whatever that goal is. Because there's no weight behind it. There is no story, no why, no reason as to why you're doing it. You're mainly just doing it because everybody else is doing it. It's kind of sad to say, but I mean, it's like that age-old story of, if your friend was going to jump off a cliff, would you jump off the cliff with them? Like, no. You want to know why it is that you are sitting down and creating this goal, why you're going to put yourself through this difficult, hard season, this struggle, the thing that's not going to be easy, because it is learning and changing your habits. It's taking on a new way of doing things when you've gotten so used to and it feels safe doing what you've been doing, and you're going to go against every fiber in yourself to change your habits, to change your ways so that you can, you know, do whatever that New Year's resolution is or stick to your budget. And that is why I am so, so pumped about today's topic, because you need to know your why. You need to have a deep understanding as to why it is that you want to follow your budget. You want to actually have your money do what it is that you write down on the piece of paper. And it's not going to be perfect every single time. So you do need to know that this budget is a loose budget. But you also need to know that there is a way that you can be more on top of things, and that's by defining and writing down and getting clear on the purpose behind the reason you are wanting to have this budget and you are wanting to follow through. And it's not, trust me, it's not just having your financial goals. It's cool and all to have like vacation goals, to have, you know, maybe you want to buy a new vehicle without having to take out a loan, or maybe it is you want to go on vacation. I think I already said that, but can you tell I really want to go on vacation? But it's just, that's how you're going to get there, is not just by having those single solitary goals set in place, but you have to have a deeper understanding as to why you want those goals. And so I'm kind of getting into the meat and potatoes of my topic. So let's just dive into the training right away. So your budget, it will keep you on budget. Or yes, your budget will keep you on budget. My goodness. Don't know where that came from. Anyways, what I was trying to say is your why, it will keep you on budget. Knowing why you want to stay on budget is how you are going to stay on budget 100%. So in order to stay on budget, you have to know why you're doing it in the first place. And I don't mean just having a list of financial goals like I was saying earlier, like maybe paying off debt or going on vacation, but the reason as to why you want these and why it's so important that you're achieving them in the order that you're achieving them. Because when you have your goals, you want to have them set up to be achieved in order and not just, oh yeah, I want to maybe go on vacation, so we'll put that over here in this section. Or then eventually I want to be debt free, so we're going to put a little bit over here, and it's just all over the place. No, we want to narrow it in. It's kind of like when you have a debt payoff system and you try to get, you can either go based off of the amount of the loan, or you can go based off of the percentage, like the interest rate percent. But you still have a this one gets done first, this one gets done second, this one gets done third kind of thing. You're not throwing a little bit at each and every single one of them, and then eventually they'll get paid off. No, you're throwing more at one, getting that one done, and then moving on to the next. And that's the same way we want your goals to be. So that's why you need to know your why. You need to know why you're doing this and that deeper level of understanding so that you aren't just meaninglessly picking one and just going at it. I mean, if that's how you start and you slowly start changing your habits that way, by all means, take baby steps into it. But don't just sit there and think, oh, I don't know what to do, so I'm just going to throw spaghetti at the wall. Actually sit down and try to figure out why you're doing it, because without a reason for doing a task, it becomes meaningless and it's easily thrown to the side. A budget, it can be looked at almost like a New Year's resolution, like what I was saying. If you have a goal, then you won't achieve it because it's not actually changing your habit and making you want to actually stick to it. It's not changing that little emotional string that is right there that it wants to pull on and nudge on, saying, should I do this? Is this actually what I want to do? But if you put weight on it, and by leaning into that emotional string and allowing it to guide your steps, then you will be able to actually stick to that budget. Okay, so point number two, your why keeps you motivated. Yes, I said that. Knowing why you want to do something is 100% the first way to actually keep going, keep trudging down the hard, right? So in order to stay motivated, you have to have that reason. If we just say we want to do something without having that weight on there, without having that emotional string being tugged and pulled on every time you make a purchase, then it's frivolous and there is no reason to waste your time on it. Your why pushes you through those hard times. And just as you know, when it comes to money, there is always a hard time. You know this, I know this, there's always going to be hard. And money, it's not a short-term goal. Money is always, always a long-term goal, unfortunately. And so you have to have those little wins. You have to have those little things that keep pushing you forward. And if you have that deep-rooted understanding of why it is that you have this budget, of why it is that you want to spend the money the way you want to spend it, then when it comes to buying that thing that you really shouldn't, but you just like on a whim want to, when you go to buy it, that string is going to be pulled and you will be able to stick to your budget instead of buy the thing. Now, sometimes maybe you'll buy the thing and that's okay. You don't have to stick to the budget 100% and you will still reach the goal. Trust you me, it's okay to not follow the budget 100%. You have to let go of the perfectionism. Perfectionism is going to get you nowhere. Okay, so that's for another episode. Maybe we should talk about that. Maybe I should write that down. I'm gonna write that down. Perfectionism. You see that everywhere in life, right? Okay, so point number three. Your why gives your money purpose. Now, money can so easily be used wherever and whenever you feel like it without even a thought put into it, thanks to debit cards and credit cards and Venmo and Cash Apps and all that kind of stuff. It can just be a habit instead of a thought process, which I talk about in one of my earlier episodes. I'll write that down. Or I'll put that in the show notes if you want to go listen to it, but it is about putting the emotion back into your buying, because debit cards and credit cards and all those apps have made it such a mindless thing that it can just be so easy to hit that button, or maybe you do it on accident, or You know, you can't really accidentally give someone your credit card, but you know what I'm saying? It's just a mindless thing. It's not, you don't have to sit there and try to count all the cash out, and you don't have to count the coin and all that kind of stuff and make sure it's right and that you have enough. It's just, yep, I got the amount. It's in there. Here you go. I don't even have to look. It's just so mindless. And you don't want that to be the way that you think about it. Like, buying things, and you want this why to be there every time you go to make that purchase. It should be, like I said, pulling on those heartstrings, on those emotions, and asking yourself, is this truly going to get me where I want to be in the future? Is it going to achieve my why? Is it going to make my life be abundant and the way that I want to live it, more than just going on that vacation, more than just paying off debt, but more deeper understanding as to why it is you want to pay off debt? Do you want to be able to spend time with your family more? Do you want to be able to take them on more educational experiences? Do you want to be able to save up for retirement? Because there are so many things out there, and without knowing what that why is, then you're just not going to be able to reach it. And it's going to be so much easier to just push the budget to the side and mindlessly spend. Okay. So point number four, your why helps you set boundaries. Boundaries are a very extremely healthy way to keep you in check. They help you decide whether you should or you shouldn't buy something. They are your set of rules that keep you in check, like the governmental checks and balance system. You know, each branch keeps the other accountable, and this is your accountability system. The rules that you and your husband set will keep you on track to your why. Yes, it will help you achieve your goals, but it's going to be so much deeper and so much more important than that. And if you don't dig down and really truly try to figure out why you want to do this, why you're trying to stay on budget, then it's almost pointless. I hate to say that, and it's almost like me, I've literally thrown the budget to the wayside and just said, you know what? I'll pay my bills, and then the money can go wherever else it needs to go, whenever it goes, because I'm tired of trying to keep on budget, because I just couldn't do it. I struggled so much at the beginning of this road. Can't think of the word I'm actually looking for. So going down this path, down this road, it was a struggle, and I really went down that path. It helped teach me some things, so I'm grateful for it, but now that I have boundaries in place, it is so much easier to stay on budget. Now, there are times like this last weekend when my husband and I went to a concert and we tended to spend a little bit more than I would have liked to. And I was just like, no, I don't want to. It was pulling on my heartstrings as to why I didn't want to. But we still ended up doing it because it's okay to not be on budget every single time. It's a once-in-a-lifetime experience. It's not like it was a frivolous thing that I could just throw away and it was pointless, but it was actually something that we needed, you know, in order to make it through. Like, we had to eat out twice in the day instead of just once, and it's okay. We did it cheaply. We were able to make it through, and being okay with it was because we have boundaries set in place to help us know what we can, like, give a little on and what we can't give a little on, and then where the money comes from when these situations come. We have our why in place. We have these boundaries in place, and it just makes it so much easier to follow that budget or make, like I said, little tweaks here and there to allow for the things that maybe I need to get because I don't have a way of getting it next go around. Or maybe it's something like in the grocery budget where you need some laundry detergent or something like that, and it's going to put you over budget. Well, you can't really go without laundry detergent unless you want to wash your clothes without it or find an alternative of some sort, but it's still something that you need, and it's okay to be a little to give a little every now and again, especially if you have those rules set in place that keep you from falling completely off the bandwagon. Okay, so I kind of want to go back over everything that I said because I said a lot and I went down a lot of rabbit trails. So the first point that I touched on was that your why will keep you on budget. It will give you the emotional heartstrings that it will pull on so that you can go and make a decision of whether or not you should or shouldn't buy something. Your why keeps you motivated. It's the one thing that's going to push you through all the hard times that are going to come because it's your finances. I don't really think there's ever any journey with finances that isn't hard, sadly to say. Then your why, it gives your money purpose. So then it no longer, did I miss this one? I think I forgot this point. If not, let's just go over it a little bit longer just in case I did forget it. But your why gives your money purpose. And your money can so easily be wherever and whenever you feel like it. Oh, I did talk about this. But the one thing that I missed that I did want to talk about is that by giving your money purpose, it no longer makes your money an idol in your life. So it gives it purpose and it runs like your money for you instead of your money running your life. So easily your money can become an idol in your life and you don't want that. And by giving your money purpose, it then will not try to take over and try to, make decisions for you. Instead, it's in its little box where it's supposed to be and it helps you make decisions. It doesn't make the decisions for you. Okay, and then point number four was your why gives you boundaries, healthy, strong boundaries that keep you in check. So how can you move forward with this? How can you take action right now? I want you to sit down. I want you to ask yourself, what are your goals? I want you to write them down in order, and then I want you to dig deeper. I want you to ask why 7 times. So why did you set these goals? Answer it. Why to that answer? Why to that answer? And just keep going and digging and finding out what it is that is actually motivating and pushing you to stick to your budget. What do you get by achieving these goals? How will it help your family? Where will it put you in the future once you've achieved these goals? And what will your life look like? There are so many questions you can ask yourself, but you just need to sit down and figure out why you want to stick to your budget. And it's much more than because you want to achieve your goals. So dig deeper. Is it for your kids? Is it for your family? If it is, then why? Why do you want to be able to stick to your budget for your family? What does that give you? What does that give them? And then go on from there. Figure out that deep emotional connection that you can put towards your money so that when it comes to sticking to your budget, it makes it easier. It becomes a tool, and then you're able to make solid, conscious decisions, and your money is not making the decisions for you, and your emotions while you're out shopping, ooh, hey, on a whim, I want to buy this thing. No, it keeps you on track. And maybe you're like, oh yeah, I can splurge that a little bit. Or maybe you're like, no, I cannot. It will take me off budget, take me off track, and I want to stick to it. So sit down, ask yourself those questions, figure out what your why is, and move on from there. And then I want you to know that this is what I help you do. I am a budget coach, and I am here to help you figure out your why. I am here to help you figure out those habits that may be keeping you from sticking to your budget, and I am here to get you on budget. I want to help you learn where your money's truly going. I want you to learn what your why is, where we dig deep and we actually figure out why it is that you want to stick to your budget so that you can have those emotional ties to making those decisions to whatever it is that you want to buy or not buy. I want you to be able to sit down and tell me confidently that this is why I am sticking to my budget. This is why I have set these goals and why I want to achieve these goals and how it's going to help catapult you into the future so that you and your family can live abundantly and not stress over the amount of money that's in your income. I know that you are tired of trying to stay on budget and failing every time. I know that you are struggling to buy groceries, especially when your bills eat up all your paycheck. I know that you are sick of the constant fear of running out of money. And the worst part of it is wondering how you're going to do it with a growing family. You find yourself lost in what was and what could be if you were a two-income household again. You want to live on one income so you can stay home with those babies, but you want to do it abundantly with the ability to save money. I want you to live confidently on one income. I want you to know that you will be able to buy those groceries and the things that you need whenever you need it. I want you to stop living in fear and start living abundantly. I am going to help you stick to your budget, and we are going to define your abundant life so that you can live it. I want you to go right now to calendly.com/MollyBunnell and get started with me today so that we can get this started for you. Again, go to calendly.com/MollyBunnell. That's calendly.com/Molly with a Y, B as in boy, ENELL, and let's get going. Are you in? Hey friend, I hope you enjoyed today's episode and I pray that it inspired you into action. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share it with that friend who also lives on one income and wants to learn how to live abundantly on less? Also, please leave a quick review for the show. It lights me up to know this podcast is helping you. And it helps get the show out there to other mamas in need. All right, well, it's time to go play with the babies. So I will meet you back here on Tuesday for another episode. Peace and chicken grease, mama.